RadioMD.com.
Your eyes are the window to your health. Time to learn more with Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Welcome back. We've talked at other times about ways to treat chronic diseases, whether it's dry eyes, arthritis, macular degeneration, or loop them all together and say, what are the formulas that can do something for chronic diseases and aging? Certainly, Western medicine hasn't found it, but they're doing research on telomeres and telomerase. But I thought I'd bring in somebody who's had the insight of 1,000 years background on complementary ways of dealing with aging and chronic diseases. So I'd like to welcome back my colleague and friend, Alan Tillotson, PhD. Alan, thanks for being here again.
You're very welcome, Dr. Abel.
You must see a lot of people with chronic, mildly progressive disorders like arthritis, dry eyes, etc. What do you recommend for them? I know it's on a case-by-case basis, but what are your general thoughts?
Well, it depends a lot on what the actual problem is. So we usually look for underlying issues first, like poor digestion, unhealthy lifestyle, poor diet, that sort of thing. We correct those first. And by the way, every one of those three things I just mentioned, diet, lifestyle, et cetera, are specifically work on the telomeres. So we know that people that eat better, their telomeres shorten more slowly. People that eat poorly, their telomeres age more quickly. And, of course, they are related to the rate of aging. So more specifically, if somebody's gotten through the net, we've got them on a good diet, healthy exercising, and eating properly and everything, then we look at natural medicines that can actually slow down the aging process or slow down the arthritic joint. Now, you mentioned the telomeres as being part of that. We know specifically that certain herbs, such as the herb astragalus, contain compounds, one of which is called astragalocytes, which are molecules which specifically help the body to produce telomerase, which is the enzyme that helps the telomeres to close down the aging of the telomeres, or the telomeres. So we have very specific herbs. There are so many of them, it's hard to list them all, but other ones would include guduchi stem, ginseng root. People have heard of ginseng root, which, by the way, in China is often combined with astragalus root. We have the shilajit, which is a mineral plant compound that is found in the Himalayan mountains that activates and increases coenzyme Q10. So there's quite a number of ways we use to slow down the aging and prolong people's lifespan.
Well, you know, you helped introduce me to that book by Michael Fossil, The Telomerase Revolution, because it took him nearly 20 years to convince Western scientists that the telomeres were important, and not just as a way of changing genes, but changing genetic expression. And the fact is, you have Ayurvedic and Chinese medicine, from what I'm gathering, that has been doing something without the benefit of chromosome studies and MRIs, et cetera, for thousands of years, that have hit on things that allow these elderly Chinese to be doing Tai Chi, and Japanese doing Aikido, like a guy was written up, 95 years old, that they're doing things besides their diet that are specific to anti-aging and chronic disease. And if you now know that telomerase and telomerase activators work, should we all be doing this? Should each of us be doing that or not?
Well, I think that a part of healthy living is using nutrients that work on anti-aging, of course, because very few people want to age faster. Everybody wants to age slower. Also, we're moving towards a more unified theory of aging. The research you just quoted, it's not just the telomeres, but it's also the mitochondria. It's how DNA mutates and those things, and it's also free radicals. So all of those things enter into the aging or slowing the aging cycle of cells. So anything that antioxidants slow down problems with the telomeres. Anything that strengthens the mitochondria is related to the telomeres. When the telomeres are shortened, then more free radicals develop in the mitochondria, and the mitochondria start to produce more free radicals, which then causes DNA to mutate, which then can lead to things like cancer. So it's almost like the things that people who studied and tried to live longer over the past eon and developed different methods of doing that, like you mentioned, Tai Chi, breathing exercises, eating properly, exercise. When you do all those things together, the science fits right in. The science is now validating things that have been known for quite a long time.
So it certainly seems we need to keep an open mind. I heard you mention CoQ10, ubiquinone, ubiquinolol.
Yes.
I mean, is there a direct effect of that on telomeres, or is it just improved cell energy function?
Well, it works like this. For example, I mentioned the herb Shilajit. Shilajit is the rock excretion from the Himalayan mountains used for longevity. If you give somebody Shilajit at the same time you give them ubiquinol or coenzyme Q10, the amount of CoQ10 that gets into the citric acid cycle that gets into the cells is increased by about 40%. So these things work together, they work together. When the telomeres are not working properly, it leads to mitochondrial failure. Fewer mitochondria, the telomere dysfunctional cells lose their ability to produce new mitochondria. So it all works together.
You're right. I mean, if you don't have the direction of the end chromosomes on the end of the chromosomes, you don't produce the proteins that are necessary to keep the mitochondria and other parts of the cells alive. And it also sounds like going to the Himalayas and consulting the guru. We don't have to do that when we have you, Alan.
Except for we don't have as good air here. Can't get you up in the Himalayan mountains in that fresh mountain air, which is also good for your telomeres. But other than that, yeah, we can do things here now because, you know, people are now global. The information is now available all over the world. Things that they only existed in one small space are now being transmitted to people all over the world. So, yes. We have that information here now, both the old and the new, and those two things together are creating basically a revolution in anti-aging theory.
Since everybody does not have this access to these herbs or to appropriate herbalists, how can they contact you and tell me a little bit about your website?
Well, I have a website. You can just type my name in if you spell it properly, Alan Tillotson, A-L-A-N, Tillotson, T-I-L-L-O-T-S-O-N. Then my website will pop right up, Alan Tillotson. And you can look there and go to my clinic, the Crystalis Natural Medicine Clinic, and read. I have hundreds of articles on the website about all these things. And if somebody wants to talk to me more specifically about problems, then there are instructions there how to do that as well, phone numbers, et cetera. So, yeah, it's pretty easy to get a hold of me, although I'm pretty busy these days, as you might imagine.
I think a lot of people would like to stay younger. You know, it's interesting. I've spoken on a previous podcast about the finest cataract surgeon in the world. And we need technocrats, but we also need herbocrats and dietocrats, people that can help us on both sides. And one of the reasons I'm very heavy on the show with people like you, Alan, is because patients, individuals, are not going to get this information elsewhere. That they're not going to get it in textbooks or in the New York Times magazine. And in journals, there's an emphasis because of the pharmacology and the pharmaceutical companies to downplay any positive value of vitamins or herbs, that I think people need to use you as a resource, just like they call me about simple things that may be simple to me, but are not simple and they're not getting information. So we're delighted to have you, and I want to repeat your One Earth Herbal Source Book, One Earth Herbal Source Book, or go to Alan Tillotson, and we'll all be better for it. I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes, on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, visit my show page on RadioMD.com. Thanks for listening. Stay well, think well, see well. Look forward to being with you.